Session 4 Genuine Friendship.
အပိုင်ငယ်လေးရှင်မသောမိတ်ဆွေဖြစ်ခြင်
း John 15 verses 15 to 16.
ရှင်ယောဟန်အခန်းကြီး15အပိုင်ငယ်15ကနေ16.
Abiding in Christ, walking with Jesus.
ခရစ်တော်၌တည်နေခြင်း ယေရှုနှင့်အတူရှောင်လာခြင်း
By Paul Bucknell.
ကျွန်တော်စာရေးဆရာဦးဗီထန်း
Produced by Biblical Foundations for Freedom, www.foundationsforfreedom.net. Releasing God's truth to a new generation.
အခုနောက်ဖော်ပြတဲ့ website ထဲမှာကြောင်းမယ်ဆိုရင်ဒါတမန်တရားဟာနောက်မျိုးဆက်တည်းတွေအတွက်အကျိုးရှိတဲ့အရာဖြစ်ပါတယ
်။ I really thank the Lord for an opportunity to come to be with you.
ဒီမနေ့တကယ်ပဲအသက်ရှင်တဲ့ဘုရားယေရှုကိုချီးမွမ်းပါတယ်။ဘာကြောင့်လဲဆိုတော့ပြန်လည်ပြီးမှဒီကိုနော်ပြန်ရောက်နိုင်တယ
် Every time I have a trip I try to get my body stronger so I can go
ကြည့်ကျွန်တော်တက်တာထဲမှာအမြင်လားကျွန်တော်ရဲ့ခန္ဓာကြမ်းမာရေးကိုအမြင်လားဖြူဆိုင်တယ်ဘာကြောင့်လဲဆိုတော့ဖျားသာသနာလုံးငါမနော်ရေရှည်နဲ့ကျွန်တော်ပါဝင်နိုင်ဖို့အတွက
် so I have a lot of exercises
ကျွန်တော်လက်ချီခါလဲလုပ်တယ်ဒိုင်လဲထိုးတယ
် and so that I feel stronger
hello နဲ့လက်ချင်းခါရယ်လုတ်တဲ့အခါမှာခန္ဓာကိုယ်ကကြမ်းမာပြီးမှခိုင်ခတ်လာတယ
် especially when I'm over 60 so my body health goes down
အခုကျွန်တော်ကအသက်60ကျော်ပြီနော်အသက်60ကျော်ပြီတဲ့နောက်ပတ်မှာကျွန်တော်ခန္ဓာကိုယ်ကကြားဆင်းဖက်ကိုနော်သွားနေတယ
် but you know God wants us sometimes to be weaker
တကယ်တမ်းဖျားသခင်ရှေ့မောက်မှာကျွန်တို့ရဲ့ဒီအသက်သာကနော်အားနည်းတော့သူကျေတော့ဖျားသခင်ကျွန်တို့ကလို့ရှိတယ
် but that's fine.He knows how to work in our hearts.
ဘုရားသခင်ကျွန်တို့ရဲ့နှလုံးသားထဲမှာဘလို့အလုပ်လုပ်မလဲဆိုတာသူသိတယ်
။ He wants to bring us closer so we can abide in him.
ဘုရားသခင်ကသူ့ရှိကိုနေရဲ့စင်တိုင်းသူနဲ့နေကားစေခြင်းနဲ့ဘုရားဖြစ်တယ်
။ And that's our purpose, isn't it?
အဲ့ဒါကသူ့ရဲ့ရည်ရွယ်ချက်ဟုတ်တယ်မဟုတ်လား
? We often have to remind ourselves that we need to abide in Christ daily, all the time.
ဒီနေ့ကျွန်တော်ရဲ့ကောင်းစီဖြစ်တဲ့ဒီဆီမီနာကောင်းစီဖြစ်တဲ့ကျွန်တော်ခရစ်တော်နဲ့နေ့ရက်တိုင်းမှာတည်ခြင်းအရာကတကယ်ရှိကြည့်တယ
် Remember
that အတွက်ဖြစ်တယ
် The verses is rejoice in the Lord always
ဒီနှုတ်ကပါမှာပြောတယ်လဲအစင်မပြည့်ဝမ်းမြောက်ခြင်းရှိကြပ
ါ We looked at the
အစင်မပြည့်နော
် verse yesterday that George Mueller it said the Lord is near
ကဲမနေ့ကကျွန်တော်သင်ခဲ့တဲ့အပေါ်မှာ George Mueller ပြောခဲ့တဲ့စကားပါလေဆိုလို့ရှိရင်ဘုရားသခင်ဟာကျွန်တော်နားမှာရှိတယ
် We looked at Matthew 28:20 and the Lord will be with you until the end of the age
ကဲဒီရှိမတဲ့ခန်းကြီး28အညာ20မှာဒီထာဝရဘုရားဒီတည်တော့တဲ့အခုကကဘာကုန်တည်တဲ့အောင်တည်တော့တဲ့အခုပါရှိမယ
် We looked at verses like or you can look at them and everything give thanks for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
ကျွန်တော်ပါတော်မှာပါတော်တဲ့ခရစ်တော်နဲ့ဘုရားသခင်အလိုတော်ဟာဘာလဲဆိုလို့ရှိရင်တော့နေ့ရက်စင်တအရာရာတိုင်းမှာယေရှုတော်ကိုချီးမွမ်းဆပါ hallelujah.
So it's a constant relationship.
အဲ့ဒါကအမြဲတမ်းယေရှုကိုချီးမွမ်းခြင်းဟာအစင်မပြတ်ခရစ်တော်နဲ့အဆက်အသွယ်ရှိခြင်းဖြစ်တယ
်. And we're walking with Jesus every day.
ကျေးနေ့ရက်စင်တဲ့မှာယေရှုတို့ချီးမွမ်းခြင်းဟာခရစ်တော်နဲ့နေ့ရက်စင်တဲ့မှာအတူရှောင်လာခြင်းဖြစ်တယ
် Yesterday I gave an introduction on how God started this time with teaching me
ကျေးပြာမနေ့ကကျွန်တော်ရဲ့ဒီပုံဒီတော့တက်တဲ့ခန်းချဲတွေဘလို့ဘုရားတခင်ကျွန်တော်ကိုပို့ဆောင်တယ်ကျွန်တော်ကိုခိုးတယ်ခက်ခဲတဲ့အကြောင်းကို तू ဝင်ထားပြီ
So I mentioned remember one of the things I did was it was a gospel message I was going to focus on
ကျွန်တော်ရဲ့အသက်သာထဲမှာဒီ gospel train counts ဟာအုပ်တွေကိုပဲကျွန်တော်လက်အုပ်ကိုပဲကျွန်တော်ကဗဟိုပြုခဲ့တယ
် and instead of learning what Jesus was teaching I was looking at from the disciples what they were learning
ကဲကျွန်တော်ရဲ့အသက်သာထဲမှာတပေးတို့တွေကဲ့သို့ခရစ်တို့ပြောခဲ့တဲ့စကားတွေကိုကျွန်တော်ကခံယူတာကိုကျွန်တော်ကြိုးစားတယ
် and so I'd like to talk about genuine friendship this time
ဒီနေ့ကျွန်တော်ပြောရမှာကစစ်မှန်တဲ့သူငယ်ချင်း
Remember each time I
see my mate Sue
every time I sit down with him it's like a new adventure
ကျွန်တော်နေ့တိုင်းမှာမနေ့တိုင်းမှာထိုင်တဲ့အခါမှာ
It would bring
ကျွန်တော်အတွက်တကယ်စိမာနဲ့မိတ်ဆွေဖြစ်တယ
် It would bring me through a time of repentance
အဲ့ဒါကကျွန်တော်ရဲ့လှုပ်ချက်တဲ့အရာအတွက်နောင်တအမြင်ကရစေတယ
် A time of challenge
တခါတလေစင်ကိုမှုတွေရှိတယ
် A time of the Lord looking into my soul.
Oh, Guru Piyaga, Juno Ye Winye Go Aya, the Kyu Side Pia Pide.
So it was a challenge for me to meet with him. Let's pray as we continue. Lord, we thank you that you are a great friend. We ask that you would come and teach us. We are so easily distracted. We forget things so quickly. But you are the joy of our heart. We want to come to you in praise.
In
adoration. For you alone have the words of life. In the name of the resurrected Jesus Christ, the Lord of the universe, come and teach us, Lord.
That
we could be faithful disciples. Always eager to learn. In Jesus we pray.
Amen.
So this session 4 is on genuine friendship. Now remember, these are personal talks God was talking to me about. Each of us have our own personalities, our own situations. But I know personally, I always really wanted a few deep friendships. I always really long for knowing people sharing their deep hearts with me, and I with them. I was just meeting with someone this morning. He's going back to Australia. And he was just commenting, "Oh, but when I go back, there's no one to share with." When I return, when he goes back to Australia, there's no one he can share with about what God's doing. And I was thinking, yes, that's very true. And it's true with a lot of our lives. There's things we would like to share and talk about with others. But rare are those circumstances that we can find someone like that. I personally believe that God raised me in a broken family so he could call me to be closer to him. Because my father was far, far away. And when I get older, he very rarely contacted us. He wouldn't call. I need to go visit him if I want to see him. But he was very friendly. But he didn't share from his life. So our conversation was superficial. And so we had to look, I had to cultivate what was deep friendship. I had to understand what he wanted. I was learning from God's word that if we want a close relationship with our Father in heaven, that then I needed to have a close relationship with my own personal Father. And so I had to go through a lot of things like confessing some bitterness. Trying to meet up with him, trying to talk with him. Not only to care for my father, but to get to know God, my father. Anyways, this was teaching me about friendship, this message here. In fact, this whole series was that way. God was pursuing me. And you know, he's also pursuing you. He's seeking, but he's waiting for you to seek him. So I want to thank God for reaching out to me even when I wasn't reaching out to him. So as a result, I deeply believe God wants a very deep, intimate relationship with every one of his children. He's only asking us to invite him in. Teach us. For us to be disciples, eager learners. Now, I didn't really know how to do this. But I'm glad he took the lead and began to teach me how. So, each day he would come and speak to me about his word. It wasn't a religion in the sense that I sit down and I did what he wanted. It's not that. That was true in that I needed a discipline of sitting down and meeting with him and not be distracted. So this was the key thing I learned. If I want to learn about friendship, I need to be a good friend. So let's look at John 15, verses 15 to 16. These are only two verses. No longer do I call you slaves, for the slave does not know what his master is doing. But I've called you friends. For all things that I've heard from my Father, I've made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you.
ကျွန်မူကားကိုယ့်သခင်ပြုတော်အမှုကိုမတိတင်တို့ကိုအဆွေဟူ၍ငါကိုဤအကြောင်းမူကားငါဒီခမဲတော်ထား၌ကြားသမျှတော်အရာတို့ကိုတင်တို့အားငါပြတ်တာဤတင်တို့ဒီငါကိုရွေးကောက်ချက်ဒီမဟုတ်ငါဒီတင်တို့ကိုရွေးကောက်သည်ဖြင့်တင်တို့ဒီသွားရွေးကြီးကြီးတော်အတိကိုတိမိအကြောင်းနှင့်ငါနာမကိုအမည်ပြု၍ခမဲတော်မှတောင်းသမျှတို့ကိုရမိအကြောင်းတင်တို့ကိုငါခတ်ချာ၏.
Now, of course, he's talking here about bearing fruit. I chose you that we go and bear fruit. What I was focusing on here was, but I have called you friends. Because we are friends, he wants the best for us. I don't know about you, but I had a lot to learn about Jesus. Because we call him Lord. We call him Master. We call him Savior. King of Kings. We have lots of names for Jesus. But the name we don't often use is friend. I find there's a problem that we have in parenting.
Because
as fathers, as parents, we have authority. And so our children should respect us. And that's true. But what I find is that parents never can move and change into a friendship relationship. So when children are 10 years old, we're an authority. When children are 15,
25, 30,
we're still parents. But because of this relationship, it's very hard for children or parents to become friends. I began partly from this series to learn that there is a blend of authority and friendship. I can be pastor, but then I can go over and sit down and be also friend.
I can care for you as a friend.
James, And so we made it so when our children get to be about 20, we begin to change our relationship.
And
so sometimes our children will say, hey, maybe you could, you're not being very sensitive over there. So they give me advice as friends. And I can give them advice. So often in this world, the world only has extreme. Either they focus a lot on authority, like a military state, right? Authority. To the other side where no one can tell me what to do. But real friendship is based out of concern for each other. And people care about us. So yeah, you're probably wondering, like I was, how can Jesus be a friend? Jesus, I worship. What does it mean for Jesus to come down and sit next to you? He's going to come and visit you and stay in your home this week. Oh, you say, oh, Jesus can't come to my home. No, no. Sure he can. You see, friendship is greater than circumstances. You know, so we were struggling, and I was struggling. Well, how can Jesus be Lord, but also friend? I think part of the problem is in our limited understanding. That if I'm in authority, if I am in authority, then you don't give me advice. You don't talk to me. I have all the answers. You don't pass answers to me. And so if you're a pastor or a parent, sometimes you feel very lonely. But that limits us when we have that concept of authority. So I kept praying and meditating on this passage. Can my master be my friend? Should a master be my friend? If he's a friend, does it mean he's no longer master? And so I was struggling.
Because
he was breaking down a lot of my old thinking. You are my friends. And because of it, I relate differently to you. So I was thinking, what's a friend? This is all my meditation, by the way, right? I don't know what you would say. What's a friend? Remember, deep down in my heart, one thing I wanted was deep friends. I always want that, right? And so this subject was very interesting to me. Are you that friend? I'm wondering, are you that friend that I'm really looking for? So what is a friend? So we see the word, I'm your friend. So what's a friend? Think, meditate. So I came up with two things. And you would probably come up with more, that's fine. So one is a friend accepts you as you are. It's hard to find friends like that, huh? That's why I think often we try to impress people. So I impress you. I'm a good person. You should like me. And he said, yeah, I'm a good person. I do these things. But that's impression. But do you really know I got problems? And if you know those problems, you probably don't want to be my friend. But if you discover those needs, you still want to be my friend? And so we all tend to be lonely. Do you know everyone went to listen to Jesus? Somehow Jesus loved them the way they were. And what I felt was every day I was meeting with him, I said, okay, you can come closer. But then he wants to get closer. You see, he was ripping down those impressions in my heart, the way I tried to shield myself and present myself. Because I want to be a good disciple. But personal transformation only can come when we rip down those impressions, the pride. And he was showing me how much who I really was, how much I really needed him. You know, a lot of husbands and wives, they have hardship. Because they want the wife or the husband to be the person that satisfies them, that cares for them. But the husband's so busy with life. He should love his wife. Scriptures use cherish. He should cherish her. And he would just think, oh, if my husband only spent 5 minutes talking to me, heart to heart, oh, that would be so wonderful. No friendship in marriage. You should. That's the plan. But sometimes you don't get there. So one thing, a friend accepts you where you are. What's the second thing? What is a friend? A friend likes to spend time with you. Now I know Jesus wants to tell me what I should do. I understand that. He's my master. So it's like a parent coming up, child, you need to do this, clean this. So he does spend some time with me. So he spends a little bit of time. Because he's master, he tells me what he needs to do. A little bit of time. But it's different with a friend. He wants to spend time with you. And so I was thinking, what does it mean, Jesus? Does he really want to spend friendship time with me? Who am I? Oh, there's better Christians. They pray more than me. Not me. But he kept touching my heart, you see, with these questions. What does it mean he wants to spend time with me? But that was this whole series. He wants to spend time with me. He likes me. I couldn't get over that. I'm so humbled. How can my mighty God like me as a friend? Of course, it brought to my heart my sins. He wants to spend time with me, but I'm too busy. He was asking me to drop a radio show to meet with him. Tears would come down my face. Now, for me, I'm a very busy man. I do lots of things. But Jesus would say, "Hey, busy man, come and sit down." That's not the way I am. But he was saying, unless you do, we can't grow in our friendship. I know, you are different than me, but this is the way he was speaking to me. I'm like a chess player, I'm very strategic. I'm very strategic. I evaluate everything. Is it worth it? Is it valuable? And so I'm thinking in my mind, if I take time aside to sit down with Jesus, Is it worth it? This is my unbelief, you say. I needed convincing. Of course it would be. You all know spending time with Jesus is the greatest thing in the world. If Jesus is out there, then we won't be in here. We'll go and see him. But here he is saying, "I want to sit down with you. I want to meet
with you."
Now, I had so much unbelief that this would be good. I struggle with so many things in my life. You would probably say, "Yes, I'll meet with you." For me, no, not so much, because I already have my schedule, you see. And if he wants time, then it makes sense to have time every day. But this is what he wanted, to show me what friendship was.
Mm-hmm.
ပြောချင်တယ်လေဘာပြောချင်တယ်လေ
ဘာ
အရာနဲ့ပတ်သက်ပြီးမ
ှ It's the thing I needed most in my life
ကျွန်တော်ရဲ့အသက်တာထဲမှာအရေးကြီးဆုံးသောအရာကျွန်တော်တည်ရမယ့်အရာဖြစ်တယ
် I never could be a friend with my wife unless I learned what a friend was
ကဲမိတ်ဆွေဆိုတဲ့အကြောင်းကိုကျွန်တော်နားမလည်မချင်းကျွန်တော်ရဲ့အမျိုးသမီးနဲ့မိတ်ဆွေကောင်းကျွန်တော်ဟာဘယ်တော့မှမဖြစ်နိုင်ဘူ
း I couldn't care for the lost sheep unless I learned how to receive his love
ကဲခရစ်တော်ရဲ့ချစ်ချင်းမဲ့တာဘလို့ခံယူမလဲဆိုတော့ကျွန်တော်မသိပဲနဲ့ကိုယ့်ရဲ့တိုးရယ်အသိတော်မှာတိုးရယ်ကိုကျွန်တော်ဟာသူတို့ကိုကျွန်တော်ခရုဆိုက်လို့မရဘူ
း Let me tell you I have never been disappointed when I sat next to Jesus
ကဲကျွန်တော်နော်ခရစ်တော်နာမှာကျွန်တော်ရောက်တဲ့အချိန်တိုင်းမှာဘယ်တော့အခါမှကျွန်တော်စိတ်ဓာတ်မကျခဲ့ဘူးစိတ်မပြည့်ခဲ့ဘူ
း Not with you Neither would you be disappointed.
လို့အတွက်နော်အဲ့လိုဖြစ်မယ်လို့ကျွန်တော်ယုံကြည်တယ
်. It's just that he talks about things maybe you wouldn't talk about. He would talk about things that you would not talk about.
ကဲကျွန်တော်မပြောတဲ့အရာမပြောတဲ့အရာတောင်မှသခင်ရှုဟာကျွန်တော်ကိုပြောပြတဲ့ဖျားဖြစ်တယ
်. It's not like a world friendship. A young friendship.
ကဲကျွန်တော်ရဲ့ဤလောကရဲ့မိတ်ဆွေအကြောင်းကိုဒီနေ့ကျွန်တော်ပြောတာမဟုတ်ဘူးဤလောကရဲ့မိတ်ဆွေနဲ့နော်မတူဘူးဖြစ်ချင်းနဲ့မတူဘူ
း It's a deep friendship.
ဒါကသခင်ယေရှုနဲ့မိတ်ဆွေဆိုတာကတကယ်နေဆိုင်နဲ့မိတ်ဆွေကိုဆိုလိုတာဖြစ်တယ
် And he knows our hearts. He knows our problems.
အဲ့ဒီကျွန်တော်ရဲ့မိတ်ဆွေလို့ပြောနေတဲ့ထိုသခင်ယေရှုကကျွန်တော်နှလုံးသားကိုသိတဲ့ဖျားဖြစ်တယ်ကျွန်တော်ရဲ့ပြဿနာတွေကိုသိတယ်ဖျားဖြစ်တယ
် Remember these times are only like 30 minutes long
ကဲဒီနေ့ကျွန်တော်ဒီနော်စဉ်းစားပါတေချာစဉ်းစားပ
ါ But what I found is through the day he would teach me more through life experience
ကဲကျွန်တော်ရဲ့ဘဝအသက်တာအတွက်အကြုံတွေမှာနေ့ရက်စဉ်တိုင်းမှာသခင်ယေရှုကကျွန်တော်ကိုအမြဲတမ်းသင်ပေးတယ်ဖျားဖြစ်တယ်
So after this time, later on the day, I was reading a book or article, I can't remember, on intimacy, on being closer. This friendship thing was intriguing me. We trained our children in our home. Our school was in our home, homeschool. And so my second grader came with a math problem.
Okay, di chuno di di kle rue ko in ma no, di chi shu shao shao de. Eh di kle te yao no, mye te yao ga no, la yao ma tu ma tain cha. Na ma le de atwe no, tu eh di tain cha pyatana ne yao la.
No, second grade math is so easy. I like math. Yeah.
Eh di chuno tain cha no, aya watana ba de so lo chuno atwe take rue ba de.
But I was reading on being intimate and friendship and things.
And ဒီချိန်မှာကျွန်တော်ကခရစ်တော်နဲ့အချင်းယူပြီးမှကျွန်တော်နော်အချင်းယူနေတဲ့အချင်းဖြစ်တယ
် So he comes in my son comes in with a problem.
သူ့မြင်မဟုတ်ဘူးနော်သူ့တာပေါ့နော်သူ့ရဲ့သင်္ချာပြဿနာနဲ့အဲ့ဒီချိန်မှာကျွန်တော်တာရောက်လာ
And for some reason when I read his book
gets သူ့စာအုပ်ကိုကျွန်တော်ယူပြီးမှကျွန်တော်ဖားတဲ့အခါမှာ
I can see the problem. The book was not clear.
သူပြသူ့ရဲ့ပြဿနာကျွန်တော်တွေ့လာတယ်သူ့စာအုပ်ကလည်းမရှင်းနော်မတရှင်းဘူ
း And I was just trying to tell him skip that part it doesn't matter just go on and do the math.
အဲ့ဒါဒီမှာဒီညပတ်အရာတွေကိုနော်ဒီအကုန်လုံးဆက်ပြလိုက်ပ
ါ Their explanation was inferior.
အဲ့ဒါကနော်ဒီကျွန်တော်ရဲ့ပြောတဲ့စကားကသူညွန်လေးတဲ့အတိုင်းမဟုတ်ဘူးသူ့ကိုနော်ကျွန်တော်ကစိတ်နာစေ
Just do what you understand and you go and I'll have my time You just do what you understand you leave and then I can be reading more
ကဲအဲ့ဒါသူကတွားပါတင်တာရဲ့လှုပ်ချင်တဲ့အရာကိုလှုပ်လိုက်ပါငါရဲ့ဒီအလုပ်ကိုပဲငါလုပ်မယ
် But once I said that
ကျွန်တော်ထိုင်တဲ့အချိန်မှာ
all of a sudden he started crying
သူကနော်အဲ့ဒီအချိန်မှာကျွန်တော်တားငိုလာတယ
် but you're not explaining the book
ဘာကြောင့်ငိုတယ်လဲဆိုတော့သူမဲနေတဲ့မဲခွန်းတိတ်ချာအကြောင်းကိုကျွန်တော်မရှင်းပြခဲ့လို့ဖြစ်တယ
် but I was telling him the book is to make clear if the book is not clear forget it it doesn't help you
ကျွန်တော်သူ့ကိုဘာပြောတယ်လဲဆိုတော့စာအုပ်ကိုအရင်ဆုံးတားရှင်းရလုံးလိုက်ပါရှင်းလိုက်ပါဒါမှနော်တင်ပေးမယ်
The problem's the book. Forget it.
အကြောင်းကိုမဲ့လိုက်ပါ
Because he could do the math problem.
အဲ့ဒါကနော်။ဒါမှသူက And
because he was crying, I said, just leave. It doesn't matter. Once he left, the spirit from heaven come down on me. Convicting me about my impatience. I was really humbled. What's a friend? You want to spend time with them. And I looked at this, I saw this was a test of my friendship. And I failed. And I confessed my sin. I have so much to learn about friendship. We all know the verse in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4, right? Love is patient. Where was my love?
You see,
I was preoccupied about reading about friendship and love, but I could not be loving and friendship. So I apologized to God, and then I apologized to my son. So I was learning about friendship. Okay, to be a friend, I need to want to be with them. Because I have 8 children, I have lots of tests around. Oh, that's what I said about parenting. God gave us a lot of children so we can learn about parenting. But it's also, I have a lot of things to learn about life, so I have children to teach me. Not too long afterwards, my 9-year-old daughter came in. And this time I said, oh, don't mess it up this time. So some of my older daughters were going out to the neighborhood to invite children over for a children outreach. And she didn't go out with them. And I was wondering why. But I was saying, take time to be a friend, okay? Sit down. Oh, you didn't go out with them. You know, to spread, to invite children. Okay, this is where I was trying to learn, right? I'm a disciple. I want to be a friend like Jesus. Let me learn how to do it.
Okay?
Now, every child is so different.
And
each child, or maybe each person, it seems like we have a major problem in one area. This daughter had a trouble with fears. So we talked about her fears about going out with and inviting people. So we were talking, sharing some scripture advice. At first she didn't want prayer.
But mama, I was talking
nicely.
Because
we are identifying the fears in her heart.
And
had a stronghold on her. So I was trying to lead her to repent from that. So she had fears of sickness, of embarrassment. And so, you know, after prayer, she had a long standing stomach ache. It disappeared. Our strongholds, our sin problems often relate to our physical problems. And so after praying, her countenance brightened. She smiled. She knew God delivered her from her fears. And off she went, happy. I was so glad that Jesus was teaching me about friendship. Otherwise, busy me would probably just say, go ahead, go away, God will help you, go pray. A friend must be a friend.
Oh,
I have still so much to learn in this area. So as a disciple, I was learning from Jesus. You are a friend. I was trying to listen as if he's speaking to me. So this is one lesson I was learning. What he makes important is important to me. If he brings a person here, it's because he cares about that person. Second of all, God wants to be spend time with me. Unless I have personal time with him, then I'm not going to be personally transformed. So we can know God's word, but it's not in us, changing us.
ဖြစ်ရတဲ့ခင်ထုတ်ကပါတော့ကိုတော့ကျွန်တော်ကတိနိုင်တယ်တိချင်းကကျွန်တော်ကိုပြောင်းလဲခြင်းမပင်နိုင်ဘူး
And God wants to help other people through my life. So I want to be friends with others. But yet I have to remember also Jesus is trying to be a friend through me to others. And I find that when I begin to spend time with people like my daughter, my son, because Jesus is there, he's encouraging me through seeing how he's helping people. So let me summarize. People are precious. I can't be a friend with everybody. But he'll bring people to my in my life that I need to be friends with. Those people I meet up with. The sovereign God brings them into my life. And another point is, my schedule is his schedule. What does he have for me today? I have many responsibilities, so I have to do this. But I just take this part of my schedule and give it to him in the morning. This is all yours. And then he gives me his complete schedule with my things in it.
And
he gives me love, faith, courage to do what's on that list. And I have to pay attention to the people he brings into my life. So each day I need to find a special time with Jesus. Not be so busy that I can't sit down and meet with him. And if Jesus has a friend that he brings into my life, he's like introducing, bringing that friend, like that second grader, that ninth grader, into my life. I want to treat those friends nicely because they're Jesus' friends. And I want to treasure each friend, each person as important. I'm going back to America not too long. I can't really speak your language. I'm sorry. but you are a very special person. Jesus wants to sit down with you every day. He wants to talk with you about things you have no one else to talk about. Problems in ministry.
No?
Problems in personal relationship. Happy things. He likes to talk about happy things. A genuine friendship. We will never find a perfect friendship on earth. Since I've been here, I've met a number of people who lose their husband or wife early in life. It's hard.
But
deep down, the Lord wants to meet with you and be that friend above all friends. Be conscious about that relationship. It's part of that abiding in Him. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for the way you desire to be our friend. You are our friend. Forgive us though we have read these words, we don't treat you as a friend. Why are we so slow, Lord? We are so unbelieving. Open up our hearts, Lord, to your friendship. That by being friends with you, we will learn to be good friends with others. Our children, our parents, our spouses. Colleagues, other friends in the congregation. Strangers, neighbors, may we love as you love. But teach us about your love. In Christ we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Session 4, Genuine Friendship. John 15, verses 15 to 16. Abiding in Christ, walking with Jesus. By Paul Bucknell. Produced by Biblical Foundations for Freedom, www.foundationsforfreedom.net. Releasing God's truth to a new generation.
Website